to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast with Kathy. If you are on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you're listening to this podcast on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, like, and share my videos and comment below. If you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube if you want to comment on this episode or any of my other episodes. Most of the people who are on the show are watching those comments and they talk back or they just like watch them. But I try to comment back to every single person that leaves a comment. So if you want to talk about the show, go to YouTube, Strictly Anonymous Podcast. I got a channel on there. If you're listening on a podcast app, make sure to subscribe to my show and write a review if you can. A good review or just give me 5 stars. That's super easy. What else? I'm not taping people right now unless you're a female or you have like the craziest story that you think I've never heard before. Okay. Those are the only two people I will tape. The crazy story, like, or the female, or you're a female. And so if you want to be on the show because you fall into those two categories, send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. I still talk to people. I don't know what you call it, consulting. I still have private phone calls with people. If you want to call in and talk to me about your private life or your secret life, talk to me off the record. I don't tape it. It's all done on the down low. You could pay through PayPal or you could join my Patreon. I do that. It's like $65 for 45 minutes. You could sign up for that, like I said, on Patreon, or you could send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. We'll set that up. What else? Oh, Patreon. If you want to join my Patreon, I have all new stuff on there. Of course, I have my pantyhose tier. I call the guys on there my hosers. So if you're into pantyhose, you got to join there because there's so much fucking content on there. You will love it. It's only $7 a month. But for everybody else, what I have is if you want to get these episodes early and see anonymous pics of my most famous guests, like most of the girls I have pics of, they're anonymous. They're not like dirty. Like I'm not putting porn up on my fucking site. Okay. But some pictures are sexy, but they're all PG-13 or maybe R-rated, but there's nothing like I said, I'm not, you know, they're not nude photos. And you're not going to see who somebody's is, right? So their faces are either blacked out or cropped out, but you could see a lot of them and get somewhat of a picture of my guests. If you want to see those pics, I have Molly, I have Christine, I have Ashley, I have, who else do I have up there? Dr. Guy and his girlfriend, Chloe, Betty, they're all there. If you want to see their pics, as well as the guy I have on today, if you want to see his pic too, as well as future guests, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Again, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. I think that's it that I got to pitch. Today I have a guy named Wesley. Now, Wesley is the infamous black bull, right? I've had so many guests on talking about wanting to have a black bull come in, wanting to watch their wife with the black bull. You know, I'm always hearing from the person having the experience with the black bull, but I've never had the actual black bull on an episode. And Wesley is the first one to call in. After he called in, it was like I had a couple people email me, so I'll have more black bulls on in the future. But Wesley is my first, and he calls in and talks all about, you know, how he got into it, all the couples he met. He's met with tons of couples. He's, you know, he talks about where he met them, how he met them, what he would do, what he thinks the whole turn on is with the whole black bull, why he's turned on by being the black bull. He's definitely, you know, plays that part well. He's also he travels a lot and he's done a lot of, you know, pay for sex stuff when he travels. And we talk about that at the end. Most of the episode, we talk about the couples that he met and the experiences. He goes into detail of what he did with these people, all these, you know, he has like one couple who's like planning to take him on vacation with them. You know, he's the black bull is a very coveted a person, right? He's had a lot of experiences. He talks about them. And then, like I said, at the end, we do talk about his travels. He travels the world. And in places where it's legal, he has paid for sex. And, it's interesting how it's set up and how it goes down and what you do and how much you pay and how it works and what he does with the escorts there. We talk about that at the end. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Wesley.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hey, Wesley. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you.
So listen, Wesley. Okay, I'm rarely talking to the Black Bull. Okay, I've had a lot of stories that involve, right, Black Bulls, but I'm never talking to them, right? I'm always talking to the person who is obsessed with them, who saw them at the pool across the way, right? Like, have you heard those stories? I've heard those stories, but I've never yet talked to the actual bull. I don't think so, right? You've been in the lifestyle for a long time. You did also say that you have traveled a lot, so you've had a lot of paid sex, right? Because in other places, it's legal, not like here in America, where I think it's only legal in Nevada. You probably have a ton of stories to tell me, but let's start out with like the whole Black Bull thing. Like, how does that come about and how do you decide to be one, or when is your first inclination that that's who you're going to be? Or I don't even know what a Black Bull exactly means. So explain.
Okay. Well, I guess I started back in like 2002, 2003, from curiosity and probably some necessity too. I started on Craigslist when Craigslist was probably about 2 years old. So it was really a good source to meet people, couples and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't as risky as it is today. It was legitimately a place that worked very quickly. And so that's where I started. I just curiosity. I've always been a very sexually curious man, mm-hmm. and the vanilla side of dating, it just wasn't my thing. Although I've done tons of dating, I needed this the itch had to be scratched a certain way, so I had to go into, I guess, the whole role of a bull and swinging, and that's where I began, like 2002.
Yeah, so now listen, I know all about Craigslist because the first 2 years of my show before I had like so many listeners, I had to like work it to find guests for my show. I was always posting ads or emailing people on Craigslist. So I know what goes down there, and everybody was on there. Everyone that was looking for this kind of stuff, like that was the go-to place, right? I can't tell you how many people call me up now or email me like, where do I go? And where's the new Craigslist? Like what has taken over for Craigslist? Because they don't have those personals anymore. But what did you exactly go looking for in that scenario? You know what I mean? Like back in the day when you started, were you looking for couples that were looking for a third person? Were you looking for a woman? Were you looking for a man? Like what were you on there looking for?
Well, I was looking, I guess it was just, you just cycle through the ads and then you see an ad that sticks out to you that you,
turn you on.
That you may fit into very easily. So you may say like, you know, couple looking for a Black man.
Right. So is that the kind of stuff you saw? Right. So is that the kind of stuff you saw in the beginning that you were like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Right. It was straight to the point. White couple wants a Black guy.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the number. Email, and then that's where it started. Yep.
And now, how old were you back in that? Like, how old are you now, or how old were you in 2010?
I'm 46. I'm 46 now. So I was, I'm 46. I was in my late 20s or early 30s then.
Okay, so had you been done all kinds of stuff, like with, like sexually, and you were just getting bored, like you said, that's why you went onto Craigslist. So this was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. it wasn't like I needed sex or like I was addicted to it. It was just the style of the lifestyle itself.
Yeah.
The secrecy and the ability to have different women and not be like emotionally connected to them really drew me to that.
Right. Interesting. Right. You were looking for, and it was like mainly, basically really vanilla with the people that you were meeting in your regular life. So you were like trying to live out your fantasies more through Craigslist because you knew
definitely.
That you had more sex. Right. So now what was like your first experience? Was the first thing that you did respond to an ad that was like a couple looking for a black man? And then did you have that experience? Was that like, what was your first experience?
Yeah, well, if I can recall correctly, my first experience was with a couple. It was the guy was like a tattooed, very muscular guy,
mm-hmm.
and his wife was a tall brunette. She was about 5'9", great plump ass, which I like, long legs. Her feet were ugly, though. I love feet. Her feet were so unattractive. But she had a pretty...
That's funny.
I love feet.
No one's perfect.
Right. They were Italian. She was Italian or like Italian Spanish looking. So she had beautiful black hair, pretty face.
Yeah.
Great tits, nice plump ass, and a fat, hairy bush
that you liked. Okay. Interesting.
That I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if I recall, it went very quickly. It was like the meeting is like the initial contact was like, okay, send us pictures. I sent them pictures with my shirt off and whatnot. And they were like, okay, meet us here, you know, tomorrow at this hotel. I'm like, okay. And I wasn't nervous at all. And I remember sitting in my car and watching them pull up. And she was kind of like ducking in the passenger seat. I'm like, holy shit, what am I getting into?
Right.
And then, right. But they came out. We went into the hotel. They booked the hotel room. And I went in after them. And then, you know, we chatted very quickly. And then we started fucking, and it was good. It was very good. She was just really sexually, like, fulfilling for me. And her husband went after me. I went after him, and it was great. And that was it. And I never heard from them again, and that was years ago.
Right. But now when you say the husband went after you, you went after the husband. Does that mean that you're bi and you fool around with guys, or...
No. I'm 100%.
Oh, you mean after you, like, you banged her and then he banged you?
Yeah,
you
that banged her. He may watch, or I may be fucking her doggy. She may be giving him head and stuff like that, right?
Okay, cool. So,
it was great, though.
And they were hot. She was hot. You were attracted to her besides her feet.
Yes, I was attracted to her. Everything other than her feet. She was really attractive.
Yeah,
she was really attractive. She was very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And her pussy, I just remember, was very fat.
Right.
And it had some hair on it. And I remember, like, the first thing I couldn't wait to do was just to spread her legs open and, like, bury my face in her pussy. That's something that I really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
With sex, mostly, more than anything else, actually. I love
going down on
eating.
Girls. Yeah.
Yeah, love. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so now that was, like, a really, like, it sounds like your first experience was a great one, right? You never hear from them.
Right.
So you just go back, and then now do you start Googling and looking for that exact kind of scenario? Or were there a lot of people looking, like, a lot of couples, like, white couples looking for, you know, a black guy to fuck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, years ago, in the early 2000s, the swinging atmosphere was great because it was authentic. It wasn't many picture collectors. It was like real people wanting real black men.
Yeah.
And so I took advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've had maybe a couple of more experiences in the state I was in before I moved to my friend to another state. I continued there.
Right.
But I also remember there was another couple I met. She was very attractive, a MILF.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't married, but they were like they were in a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I met them in like a Hilton hotel. So, you know, it was a nice environment. And we fucking, that was actually my first DP that I tried.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, which I actually love DP. And I was actually in the top. And he was underneath her. And that was the first time I've ever done DP. But when he wanted me to do it, I've never done it before. And when he wanted me to do it, I kind of just clicked in and I knew what to do. I'm not really like a guy that likes head a lot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll take it,
yeah.
But it's not like a lot of guys get off on head.
Yeah.
Me, it's really not. I like to please. That's what I like to please a woman.
That's why you like going down on girls.
Yeah,
that's like
yes,
a very
really
pleasing
do.
Thing to do. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And she gave great head. I mean, like really good head. And I could barely stand when she was giving me head by the bed.
Right.
And she was very good. She was very attractive. She was short, nice, great tits. And we did the DP. She could barely take it, but we did it, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I, from that point on, I was like, okay, this is something I really, really enjoy.
Right. And now, did you see that couple more than once?
No. You know, initially, it was just like, I meet these people, and then that would be it.
Yeah.
I mean, you also have to remember back then, it's still taboo now, but it may have been... it was a lifestyle for many, many years, of course, but I don't think people wanted to identify with it as they do today. Like, they just wanted to get it done, and that would be it, because I never stayed in contact with many of them initially, no.
Yeah, I could understand why, because, like, I think, you know, swingers, because I've had a lot of swingers on, and people who play with other people, right? And sometimes, you know,
right,
they have relationships and they keep coming back for more and they become friends and everything, but they're like two couples, you know? You see two couples mm-hmm. out at a restaurant, right? All the time, you think they're just friends, you know? You see a couple, right? Maybe with a way younger, hot black guy, you know, all the time. And maybe you're like, what's going on there, right? Like, maybe, you know.
Absolutely.
It's more like they're, you know, they have to hide it. It's even more taboo, right? Because it seems more obvious of what they're doing. And but they don't want anyone to know their business, which is totally cool, right? I get that. You know, people's sex life really isn't other people's business. So I get that they would do it and then, you know, maybe disappear. Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's definitely a good reason. You know, I wouldn't be hanging out with them, you know, at a dinner party, because it would be quite obvious. And I was like 10 years younger than them.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
it's so obvious.
Right.
Like, even it's not even if you're black. Like, even if you're like a really young white guy, you know, it's that people would be like, what's going on there? You know, it would get people whispering and talking. Right.
Whereas, like
I said, the couple, when they meet another couple, you know, it's a different story. You might not, you know, you might not be like, what's that all about? You just think they're friends, you know? So anyway, so you're starting now. Let me ask you this, in your regular life, right? Because this is something secretly you're doing on the side. Are you dating people at the time? Are you in relationships? Are you seeing these people on the side? Or are you single?
Yeah, absolutely. This, my life in, as a bull, I guess.
Yeah.
It definitely was interrupted by serious relationships, actually two real serious relationships later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then dating in between. But I never, like, once I was in the vanilla world, I would never step into the swinging world.
Right, cool.
And, you know, yeah.
So you weren't cheating or doing this on the side. Like, you did this when you were single. The minute you got in a real relationship, right, with another person, you were monogamous, and you put this on the back burner.
Absolutely.
Right.
But, you know, if the relationship is going sour, you get that itch very quickly. And I always ran back to the lifestyle when I was single, always.
Right, because that's what you really like, but you were able... Now, what was the longest relationship you've ever had? Are you married or anything now?
No, I'm not married, never been married, been engaged twice. My longest relationship was 5 years.
Right.
Then after that, it was about 3 years, yeah.
Right, but you were able to keep it undercover for the... I mean, just to keep it at bay for that long. Now, did you ever reveal any of this stuff to your partners, those two women that you were in long-term relationships with?
No, but mm-hmm. a relationship that went sour in a bad way, it actually came out because she was stalking me and had access to my emails and whatnot.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, and we were having a huge issue with custody in court. And so it's in my official court records that I was a swinger and I was meeting people for sex online.
Oh, my God. Why is that? Yeah, what does that even mean? Like, what is that even part of a court case? But it was was it against her that it, like, why were you in court? Because she was stalking you or like because you were swinging on me?
It was many issues going on. We had a child together.
Oh, okay.
And, she had a major personality disorders. And so during the love bombing phase, she accessed, I trusted her. She accessed my emails or whatnot. She went back many years and was reading old Craigslist messages to couples. And when I was on the popular swinging site, she went on there and she was stalking me for over a year, even after we broke up. So I had to take her to court and I had to have her sign an order to not do those things again, essentially. But that's when it came out in my record. So I was a little embarrassed.
Yeah,
I was a little embarrassed, right?
Yeah, wow.
But irony about that is that while we were dating, she admitted to me that she once attended a swingers club with her girlfriend and she enjoyed it. But that was the extent of it.
Right. Well, listen, she, like you said, she knew about this stuff before it got ugly, right? She was reading stuff and everything. So obviously, she didn't run for the hills because she was, freaky like that to herself. And she just used it against you when you broke up or was still doing that because she had her own mental issues with stalking and stuff, which is a totally different thing. Okay, so let's get back to like your Craigslist days, right? Back in the day. So you have these DPs, you're doing all this couple work, right? Do you ever start now, instead of just, responding to ads, do you ever start posting your own ads?
No, because it would never work. I know how this lifestyle works so well now. Mm-hmm. I have it down to a T.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's why I like talking to you.
I don't care how good looking you are. Right, I don't care how good looking you are or what you have to offer, how large you are. You would get virtually no one to contact you first.
Mm-hmm.
So I never put up an ad or anything like that. I was very proactive in finding these couples. I had some misses, some hits, and whatnot, but from Craigslist is where I actually caught wind of a popular swinging site. So I moved from Craigslist to a legitimate site.
What was
where
this
I could
site?
Be like in the center.
Mm-hmm.
It's Swingers Lifestyle. Swingers Lifestyle.
Okay, so swingerslifestyle.com.
Right. Yeah, it's like one of the best swinger sites that they actually offer.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard someone tell me about
refer to it as SLS.
SLS, yes. Okay. You know I've heard it as SLS for sure. Okay, go on.
Right.
So you went from Craigslist, now you're on there as and you have your own profile and stuff?
Yeah, I have my own. Yeah, I moved from, I may have had maybe one or two more encounters with some white couples and whatnot. Oh, I actually had an encounter with a black couple, but that was on SLS now that I recall. But so I moved from Craigslist to a more legitimate, a safer site where I could safeguard my images and write about myself and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then that's where it really picked up. It really picked up. And then you could really, you kind of could sit back and have someone email you. And then you can kind of go, yes, we can meet or no, we won't meet.
Right. So now were you just being hit up by a lot of white couples? Because do you know? I mean, I don't know because you've had a lot of these experiences, but do you know the history or what's the psychology behind the whole black bull thing? Like, what is it that white men want to see their wives get fucked by black guys? Like, do you know anything about that? I'm sure somebody does.
I mean, I can't speak on it from as an expert, obviously, but I think because most people want I call it the BDE, the black dick experience. There's a lot of myth behind black men and our sexual prowess.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women, at least in the swinging lifestyle, they just have to do it. And I think a lot of men, it's a balance between jealousy and envy. And they want to see you do it too. Right. And a bit of fetishizing. You know, a lot of people fetishize about seeing their wife taken by a muscular black man.
Right, and, that interracial kind of, like visually, yeah, just visually.
Mm-hmm. Visually, mm-hmm. Right. And from my standpoint as a bull, I enjoy it as well. I'm a dark-complected black man. I have muscles and whatnot. I'm fit. Yeah. And I really enjoy the contrast and skin tones myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer it, and I prefer the quote unquote gentle nature of a white woman, and me being a strong black man, and me taking this white man's wife. I love it.
Right. Obviously, because this is what you did and what you realized you were really super into. Right. That aspect of that guy being there and this being his wife. If you're into it, that must be super hot, right? That you're actually living out that experience in real life.
Yes, it is hot, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And now, tell me about some of the... Now, you told me that you had a black couple reach out to you, and it was on SLS. What happened in that situation?
I mentioned that because since 2002 to present, I've only slept with two black couples.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's the opportunity doesn't really present itself as much for many reasons. One being that, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of black men, they don't like to lend out their wives.
Yeah.
As easily. It's not that they'll swing with other couples, but they don't like to play the cuckold bull role at all.
Right.
But I did find one couple, early on, And the husband, and he was really a cuck because he told me exactly what he wanted me to do. He told me to come to his apartment, seduce his wife, and he would be looking, peeking in periodically, watching me have sex with this woman. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little risky for me because it was in a neighborhood that wasn't that safe, but I was younger and I was taking a lot of risks back then. But when I look back in hindsight, it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, no. But
it
was the
experience
as,
was good.
You don't think things through as much when you're younger, right? Remember those days? This is like,
oh yeah, no, you don't. You don't.
So, but were they older or were they around your age? I mean, you said you were young at that time.
Yeah, they were around my age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were probably about. Yeah, we were definitely within a year or two of age. But my role kind of seemed like I was younger. You know what I mean? Like, I guess psychologically, it seemed like my role that day with his wife, it seemed like I was playing the younger role, but we were closer to age, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, you said he spelled it out to you, right? Exactly what was going to go down and his
demeanor, mm-hmm. Right. His demeanor was more of like an older man, like not mm-hmm. wanting to participate. You know what I mean? Just wanting to watch.
Right, but directing and, you were more submissive.
Yeah.
He was the more of the dominant one in that scenario somehow, right?
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And did you enjoy that experience?
No, I didn't.
Oh, interesting.
No, I didn't. Not because the sex was bad. It's because I wasn't that attracted to her face. And I just wasn't it was just awkward. She seemed awkward. I seemed awkward. And it was very early on.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. I'm thinking about like my safety. You know, yeah. I trusted them. They were good people, definitely good people. But it's just something that I just didn't enjoy that much.
Right. Okay. And what about the other black couple? Right.
Well, now I think about it, I had another couple where the husband was black and the woman was white.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to their apartment. That was a good experience, too. She was a tall blonde, older, and he was a tall black man, older. And it was supposed to be a party. But this is another trick a lot of people say. They say, more people are coming. And then when you...
Oh.
Yeah, a party. Yeah, they say more people are coming. Then you arrive and they say other people cancel.
Oh, that happens a lot?
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times to me.
Interesting.
That's happened
okay.
a couple of times. I don't know why they would do that, but that's what they told me. So I went to their apartment, drove to their apartment, nice place. They were very welcoming, nice place. It was a townhouse. And the husband just had this kink where he wanted me to edge, and he wanted his wife to edge.
What does edge mean?
Like, it's like trying not to orgasm.
Right, okay.
And we started out on the couch, and I remember I went down on her and I started licking her ass, and she was really turned on, and she looked at her husband in his eyes while he was kissing. He was like, "Oh my God, he's licking my ass."
Mm-hmm.
And it just went to 100 after then. We went to the bedroom. We started taking turns on his wife, but he was like into BDSM or something, because he was really adamant about her not coming.
Right. And you too?
And then, yeah, and me too. And I was really getting annoyed. Like, what is this? I was like, what does this dude want from me? We were having sex. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, "Oh no, don't you come now. Don't you come now." And I'm thinking to myself, like, this dude is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. And I was like, this dude is pissing me off. I'm saying this in my head. I'm listening to him. I want to be respectful.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't let her come. She was a squirter. He did a lot of fisting and stuff. I'm not really into that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of kinks, but I'm not into where they try to fist their wives to squirt and all that. But he was really in the way, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they actually hit me up maybe a week or two after on SLS, but I just ignored them.
Because you weren't into it because of his role that he took, right? That scenario.
Yeah, his role. Yeah. I don't like taking orders like that. It was just annoying. She was into me. I was into her. And he was just in the way, giving both of us orders. So it really messed up the night.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. What other experiences did you have? But most of the people that would hit you up on there on SLS were white couples. Did you ever get solo females, what the people would call the unicorn? Probably not, right? I mean, it was mostly couples.
I'm glad you asked it. But that happened right before the first lockdown of last year, which would never happens to me at all.
Right.
It was very random. I was home. I was on SLS on and off, like I'm typically am. Mm-hmm. If I'm close around Wednesday to Friday, most people are on there just trying to set something up.
Okay.
And
for the weekend.
I get this very random. Yeah. For the weekend. Absolutely. Yeah. So Wednesday it starts to pick up. So I'm home and I get this very random message on the website, and it's very straightforward, and it says, "I like to get my pussy eaten." So, and you don't see an image of the person, so I start laughing. So I reply, I said, "Okay, well, can I see you?"
Yeah.
And this person on the side gave me access to a picture, and I didn't believe it because it was this very attractive Dominican girl. She was short. She was about 115 pounds, curvy, and very attractive, with a lot of kinky hair, like a big kinky afro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this real?
Right.
And so, because this stuff just doesn't happen.
That's why I said it's the unicorn. Like, did you ever have that? That's because it
right. I never had that experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we go back and forth. This is all happening in the early afternoon, which is also very strange for me because mm-hmm. usually the conversation, So she says, "Well, can I see you?" I said, "Sure." So I open my picture. She says, "Okay, where do you live?" And I'm like, this cannot be real.
Right.
So I give her my address, and within an hour, I see this black Honda pulling up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she parks across the street. I'm all showered. The candles are burning. The house is all clean and whatnot, because I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah.
And this woman comes into my house. And I'm like, holy shit, this girl is really attractive. She comes in my kitchen. We chatted up. She says, "Do you have any wine?" I said, "Sure." I give her some white wine. We start chatting, and she's like, "You know what? I don't do any certification." She's very bossy.
Yeah.
"I don't do any certifications."
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. Okay. What do you mean? What if I don't want to give you a certification? She's very bossy, but very serious.
Yeah.
And I take off her jacket. I say, "Can I kiss you?" And we started kissing in my kitchen. Then we go straight upstairs. I take off her. She had on long leather boots. Take off her boots, and her panties were wet. And I take off her panties, and I just started eating her out. And we fucked for 3 consecutive days before the first lockdown.
No way. She just stayed over?
No, she didn't stay over. Not that night. But
wait, she just kept coming back? That's even more crazy.
Yeah, she did, which is very strange. And because this shit doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
I wish it did.
Doesn't happen to most guys.
Doesn't happen. No, it just doesn't happen to me. And we fucked that afternoon. She lived about an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
And I could call her up late at night around 10, 11 o'clock and say, come over, let's fuck. Just like that. And she'll be like, okay.
Right.
And for the next 3 days, she came over and we fucked. We had marathon fuck sessions. And she and I were very aligned sexually. Very aligned sexually. She was extremely nasty. I'm extremely nasty. We did everything.
Right.
You know, and it was very good. She introduced spitting to me, which I kind of liked, but she started spitting on me, spitting in my mouth. I started spitting on her, spitting in her mouth. She wanted two fingers in her ass while I was eating her. She did everything.
Right.
She did everything. And then once the lockdown happened, I smarted up. I said, holy shit, people are dying from this pandemic. Let me chill out. So we stayed in contact. I'm like, you know, we're exchanging lots of fluids and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know. So we stayed in contact and we fucked some more. And I had a lot of plans for us. I really wanted to try some kinks that I had. But I also noticed that she deleted her account online and she was getting kind of like emotionally attached.
Oh, to you?
Yes, she was, because she wanted to hang out. I asked her, you know, hey, how do you feel about, you know, swinging with me with some couples that I know? I said, would you have a problem seeing me have sex with another woman? She was like, I will have a problem seeing you have sex with another woman. So it clicked in my mind is that she's really not in the lifestyle, because she deleted her account after she met me, and she doesn't want to see me have sex with anyone else.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you guys weren't so as we aligned, had, yeah, as you thought.
Yeah, we weren't. I was hopeful that, okay, now I have a partner that's into the kinks that I like, and then I can maybe travel with or play with other couples as a foursome.
Yeah.
But she made it very clear that she really wasn't into that. She was like, I'm not, you know, she really didn't want to acknowledge where we met, actually, which is very strange for me.
Well, she might have. I mean, did you ask her about her history? Like, had she ever done that? Was this her first time sort of meeting up with a strange man from online and having sex with him? I mean, did you guys talk about any of that kind of stuff? Because maybe it was like her first time and she was a little freaked out by it.
Well, here's my take
on
that. That you don't. And this is what I said to her. I said, you know what? Because I love people to be straightforward and honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, you just don't end up on SLS.
Right. Okay.
You know, you just don't end up on a site like that by accident. Either you search for it, or you have a certain interest in it, and then you got there by someone else. I didn't go too deep in it, but I just gathered from the information she gave me that she may have done this before.
Right.
Right. You know, so.
But she wasn't, I mean, listen, everyone has different kinds of kinks, right? She had a lot of kinks that you guys were on the same page with, but she didn't want, I mean, her thing was not to see you with another woman. Now, let me ask you this. Would you have been into seeing her with another man?
Yes, which is yes, because if I'm not, like, in the vanilla world, the women that I've dated in the past, I don't think so.
Okay, right.
But the way we met, it's kind of like a different, it's kind of like a different universe for me, where anything goes, and there's no jealousy, there's no envy, and you know,
right?
I
you didn't
don't
have
mind.
Feelings like, for her.
No, I didn't.
Right.
I didn't. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have feelings for her at all.
Right.
But you know, I mean,
no, keep
we
going.
Talked. She came over. We would hang out before we had sex, and she was good company. So it wasn't like I was very cold to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, because I was thinking, like, I mean, you only, how long before things shut down did you guys see each other for? Like, how long did you know each
that
other
was,
for a month?
That was literally 3 days
before
the first shutdown.
Right. So, right. I mean, I feel like, you know, how could you cop feelings that soon into things? You know, maybe she felt like she was, because, you know, sometimes that happens to women. They think, you know, when they orgasm, there are, like, chemicals that go through women that make them bond a lot quicker than men. But I was thinking, like, oh, maybe if it was a different time and and you guys kept seeing each other, you might have caught feelings for her. Here you kind of, you know, met your match with her, right? It wouldn't be so vanilla. So if you had that going on, who knows what could have happened? It just wasn't enough time.
Yeah, it wasn't enough time. I remember her being, and she was like staying at a hotel just like on the weekend with her friends or whatever, and she invited me out when I was at work, and I declined. I mean, because I didn't know her that well. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't know her that well, and I wasn't ready to go there. But
like into the real world with her.
Like, yeah, into the real world with her. I saw it as us being able to explore our kinks together
and to be
a team, essentially.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But just sexually, and you didn't want to like go into her regular life, nor bring her into yours. You had those boundaries set up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I really wanted a partner that had the same kink and the same nastiness as I like, and that was willing to play with me with other people.
Right.
And when I think we were close because I started showing her couples that I was interested in, and she showed me couples that was hitting her up as a unicorn on SLS, they were so attractive. I was like, you women have it easy. These people were beautiful.
Right. For sure.
And I was very close. I was like, holy shit, I may get better access to better couples with her. But it died out. Yeah.
Right. Because you've never really had a partner where you could do both, right? This has always been these two sides of you, the side of you that, you know, dates women and has regular relationships, and the kinky side of you have always been two separate things, right? You've never integrated them both, whereas you've had a partner, right? Like where that you fell in love with you can do it. Do you think that you ever could? I mean, do you think, because you said, like, I didn't have feelings for her, so I wanted to see her with other people. But do you think that you would not want to? Is that what you said before, that, you know, when you really care about a woman, like, you wouldn't be interested in swinging with her?
Well, you know what? It's a good question. The more of the podcasts I listen of yours, and the older I get, the less, I won't even say possessive, because I'm not possessive at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But the more I'm open to finding a partner, I don't want to be in a relationship anymore.
Uh-huh.
I had such bad experiences, but hypothetically, if I were to find someone, mm-hmm. I would definitely introduce them into sharing. That would be, because I think listening to these podcasts, it seems like it strengthens the relationship.
It does for some people. I mean, if it's done in the right way and you're with the right partner and you have a really solid foundation, between you guys beforehand, right? It totally can strengthen the relationship and make the sex even better if that's what you guys are into, you know. Before I did my show, I had no idea, and I always had a lot of guy friends, and we always talked openly about sex. You know, I was always this person, right? I don't take sex that seriously, so I could get down talking about it. So my guy friends always told me everything, but I never heard from one guy ever, oh, I'm into seeing my girl get fucked by another guy. No way. And then when I first started doing my show, like I said, I got people on Craigslist, you know, and when this topic first came out, I was like, what? Like, you want to see your girl? You know,
and
so many of my guy friends, I would go back to my guy friends and be like, oh, can you believe this episode I taped today? Like, this guy, like, and they'd be like, I could never, you know, I would never. But, you know, over time, I just realized, you know, this is something that is very prevalent. There are a lot of guys out there that dig it and like it, right? And I've heard many times on my show, or I have couples on that never even knew that they liked it, right? And I've asked them, like, right before it happened and you saw your wife, would you have thought that you would be into it? And they're like, no fucking way. But when it happened, they were like, holy shit, I like this. This is a turn on, right? So, I mean, look at the guy that I just aired, Craig, the cuckold Craig. I mean, he already has like 5 times more downloads than any other episode, right? And people are down. I see stuff like that on YouTube, you know, and it's because it's a popular fetish. Like, a lot of people have that interest.
It is,
you know, a lot more than I would ever imagine. So you might, you know, like you said, that you're now thinking, like, maybe I would, you know, you might really be into it. I mean, you're into the opposite, you know, it's obvious that you're into the opposite, and maybe you don't swing both ways. I don't know. I mean, you do like taking the man's wife, right? You do like being the bull. And that's what I love. That's why I love you being on the show, because I rarely talk to the bull. I'm normally talking to the cuckold guy, right? But maybe you would wind up being a cuck if you had, and that doesn't have to have the humiliation aspect in, you know, involved in it. It could just be that you like to have your woman with another guy. But you have to meet that woman first, right? And really fall for her and then see if that's something that you'd be into.
Yeah, the looking at my numbers, it'll be very difficult. Just the type of women that I meet in the vanilla world, it'll be very hard for me to find someone that's willing to do that. So I imagine that if I ever met someone, it would be someone that's already in the lifestyle. But I wouldn't be a cuck. I would probably be a stag, because I want to participate. I wouldn't want to sit in the chair and watch my girlfriend get fucked.
Oh, so that's the difference. So the difference, the stag.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so a cuck is someone who watches or listens in, right? I think Craig was a very true cuck, because he really, like, his wife would like put the phone on and he got to listen in. He was never really involved. So the stag is somebody who not only likes to watch her with someone, he becomes involved.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
interesting.
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah, so as a bull, I'm already very proactive in the lifestyle. So I could never take the role of not being active. So it would just be almost like a lateral move, if you will, of being a stag
and
whatnot. But that's definitely something I could see myself doing in the future. I think it works. And I'm really big into, like, orgies and stuff like that now that I just really love that type of energy and whatnot. So I would definitely be into it.
Like the group sex kind of thing. Let's get to the
your
travel
parties.
Let's get to that kind of stuff, right? Those stories. So
okay.
Now, I know you said you traveled a lot and to like places where, you know, hiring sex is legal. So did you travel for work, or did you travel specifically like for leisure and you went to places where that was the case because you're so, you know, into your
I travel for leisure, and I often, obviously, if I'm single, I still travel. I travel alone.
Yeah.
And I go, but the initial, me traveling was never for sex. It was just like, I'm just very adventurous anyway, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm very adventurous.
Yeah.
So I traveled to, you know, obviously Thailand, to Hong Kong. To Cape Town, South Africa, and I found myself sitting in a pot of gold.
Right.
I mean, you know, you got a pocket full of money. You're far away.
Yeah.
You know, you look different. No one knows you. And so when I went to Hong Kong, it was the most amazing life experience I've ever had. They have these brothels with these little discreet neon lights on the entryway of these buildings, and you just simply walk in them, and you look at a door. It has a picture of the woman. It's very respectable. You go inside the room. There's a shower. It's very the environment is very sexually encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
You pay and you have sex with these women. And I never thought I would do that, because I was in Thailand 20, 25 years earlier when I was in the service, and I had no interest in buying sex. I never thought I would do it.
Yeah.
But as an older man, it's like, holy shit, how often will I be able to sleep with a beautiful Thai woman, you know, legitimately?
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, and I really enjoyed it. I think one night I binged it, did it like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, my God. How much American dollars does it cost around?
I say you can get a woman over there for under 100, maybe $60.
Right. And now, you know, how does that work when you go into one of those places? Like, you see the picture of the girl, right? And then you go in. Now, do you have a conversation about what's on the table or what's not allowed or what is allowed? Or, I mean.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
It depends. They have nightclubs and they have brothels. The nightclubs are just amazing, because you can tell any taxi driver you want women and they will take you to one. They already know where they are.
So you just get in and say women, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, you could just say women.
Oh my God.
And actually, a lot of the taxi drivers in Hong Kong and Thailand, they'll bring it up to you. Do you want women tonight, or especially at night?
Oh, interesting. Okay,
And you say yes or no. You say, no, I'm not interested. I want to go out to dinner. They say, oh, you want to see women? You say yes, and they'll take you right there. You don't know where the hell you're going.
And then, but so
and you
and then,
go to these.
Yeah. So where do they drop you off? What's going on in those places?
They drop
that those
you
women.
Off, but, right in Hong Kong, for example, they had this huge nightclub, I guess, and there's a lot of men outside, and they treat you with the red carpet treatment. You get out of your cab, and they look at you. They grab your hand, and they bring you into this huge nightclub. And what you see is amazing. You see maybe 30 or 40 Asian women, beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful women with, mm-hmm. with numbers on their dresses or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You order a drink, you mingle, whatever, and you point to the ones that you want. You say, I want number 18. And someone says 18. And she stands up, and then she escorts you to the other side of the building where she has her room. And a mama-san comes in there, drops off towels and whatnot. It's really amazing.
Wow.
And you could say, I want 18, 5, and 6, and leave with 3 women. It's no big deal.
Right. It's whatever you want. And then, and so there's...
Whatever you want.
And there's, like you said, a mama-san that's, you know, helping out.
Yeah.
Right? And now when
helping
you said,
out.
I
it's
want...
It's really legitimate.
Yeah, when you say, I want 18, who are you saying that to? The bartender? I mean, who's around? Are there people...
Well, there's like, they have these hosts
right,
that
okay.
are there to help you.
Right.
They help you. They get you your drink. You sit down. They say, what do you want tonight? Do you like? And the women are like, they're like raising their hand at you. Like, oh, pick me. Which,
right.
you know, it's crazy.
Now, do you see couples in there?
And,
or is it mostly guys hiring me?
I've never seen couples there.
Right, so
no,
it's all
I've never
guys.
Seen couples there. Yeah, it's all guys. And local guys, too. It's not American or European men. It's like local guys as well.
Oh, interesting. And the girls seem of
right.
age, at least?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's legitimate.
Right.
Trust me. Mm-hmm. I know the difference. It's legitimate. And you could tell the women are older, you know what
right.
I mean? And
right.
it's so well organized, it almost takes the fun out of it.
Right.
You know, it's nothing seedy about it, you know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's really well organized.
Mm-hmm.
The women, they wash you. That's really big in Asia. They bathe you before sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're very clean. It's a cleanliness is
very clean.
Number one. Uh-huh.
Right. So I did that experience, and I did another experience where I went into a massage parlor, and I was getting a massage, and by this, she was a mature Asian woman with a big bush.
Mm-hmm. And your bush, you
and
love
she
that.
Was, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Right. And she was attractive, but she was older. And she started massaging me, and I'm like, okay. And then she just starts staring at me like, okay, what's next? I'm like, am I supposed to, like, have sex with this woman here? And she's looking at me, so I open her legs. She had beautiful, thick legs and beautiful feet and long, dark hair again. And I put on my condom, and I have sex. I enter her, and she just starts wailing out and moaning. And I see her creaming on me, which turns me on.
Yeah.
And I go at it. And she's definitely feeling it. I'm feeling it. I come, and I'm like, holy shit. It was just a huge rush for me because I'm
yeah.
like, I'm having sex with this mature Asian woman, and it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just hooked, and I was just so turned on. It was crazy. But
and she was into it. I mean, it wasn't even... Because I think some people, the turn off to paying someone for sex is that maybe they feel like, oh, they're just doing it for the money, right? I mean, you really, like, you
right.
know, you saw her physically, you know, you could see
right.
that she was actually really into you and turned on
she
by the
she was very into it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right, right. And you know, I've had experience with a woman was mechanical. She was very mechanical about it.
Yeah.
And you could tell it was just a routine, but this experience is really good because I saw her creaming. She was moaning.
Yeah.
I was into it. You know, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a Filipino woman in Hong Kong. She was younger. She probably was like in her early 20s. She was very attractive. We had sex in a brothel. You had to pay this brothel. She wasn't like a part of it. You had to walk into it and pay.
Yeah.
So I paid like $10. And after we had sex, she was like, okay, you don't have to pay me. I'm like, no, I'm going to pay you. So she was into it as well. Because I never had a woman say, you know, you don't have to pay me. I was like,
yeah.
you know, why would I not want to pay you? I paid her, but she was very attractive. And we had good sex that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was binging. I was really binging. I even in my hotel, I even ordered, the room service. I ordered a woman to come, but she was not my type, and she didn't look like her picture. So I just like, no, we're not going to do that.
Wait a second. Tell me that experience. How do you find out? Okay, because like I get that you could go, you know, there's all this code shit going down that, you know, that you have to kind of be in the know to know this, right? So now, where are you? What country are you in that you could order?
Well, you go online. Well, listen, let me tell you something about me. When I want something, I find a way.
All right. You know,
it's always a reminder to me that I could really achieve anything.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to, like, sex and meeting what I want, I really go deep.
Yeah.
And I find it.
Yeah.
And they have these apps, or they have these websites in Asia where, you just say, like, Asian prostitutes or escorts, rather. And they have these sites, and you can change it from whatever language you want, English, Spanish, whatever. So, you know, I found this website, and you go online, and you put in the city where you're staying. I was staying in Kowloon, Kowloon, which is very popular in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
And I put Kowloon in, I put my the area code, and then they have these pictures of these women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like escorting. You know, they're laying on their bed with stockings on. You know, they have like online now or offline.
Yeah.
And then you just pick the one that you're attracted to and you order them and they come.
And they come to your, and they
come to your hotel.
Right, right. And now how bad do you feel that you have to send her packing because you're not interested in her? Like, I don't know. How do you tell a woman that without, I don't know, I would be insulted.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, I think she knew that I knew she wasn't. I was like, okay, you don't look like the picture. I don't think she was insulted at all.
Really?
She looked kind of out of place, like she was just trying to hustle.
Uh-huh.
But I was smart enough. I was staying in a very, very well-known, nice hotel there. And so she was just completely out of place. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I just, I kindly said, you know, yeah, this is not going to happen. And she, before she did that, though, I said, you know, let me see your ass. And she pulled down her panties so I could see her ass. Because I was like, shit, you know, I'm horny.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. So
she
left.
God.
It was no problem.
Oh, yeah. No problem for you. When I pull down my ass and show it to someone, and they're like, oh, no, thanks. You could leave now. I'd go home and cry.
I know.
How many times has that happened for you? Even going back to SLS, right? When you're, I mean, most of the time on there, you're seeing pictures, right? But I don't get that concept of people posting, you know, fake pics to get someone to reach out to them and then showing up like, you know, or even not fake pics, but pics from 20 years ago, right? Looking where you look
so much better.
Why do people do that shit, you know? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. I know the difference. I guess one of my, the most common thing for me would be that it would be a little bit heavier. But most of them look like they look.
Right, right. But every now and then,
you can
like,
definitely tell.
This girl shows up at your place and she doesn't look like her pictures that you ordered online, right?
I think you would get that more if you are buying sex.
Right.
As opposed to on a lifestyle site, because there's a lot of vetting on the lifestyle site. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy. I mean, I have it down packed to the point where I could, the grain of the picture, I know if it's old or not. You know what I mean? You know, or the hairstyle or the clothing style or the furniture in the picture, you know if it's old or not.
Right. Or even like, listen, if it was taken before iPhones, you could tell the difference between that kind of picture than the picture that the iPhones take, right? So you know, because you've been doing this for so long, whether you're getting the real deal or not. Now,
I've never been duped.
Yeah. Did you go back to Thailand and Hong Kong a lot because, you know, of all the sex you had there and you're like, oh, this is a great place to travel?
Well, I've been to Hong Kong twice. The other time, I guess it wouldn't really count because it was a layover. But no, I don't travel for sex. I don't travel for sex. It was kind of like, yo, I want to have some fun.
Yeah, and Hong Kong.
You know, there's a
huge
language. Yeah.
Yeah. Hong Kong looks amazing. I mean, I live in a city, you know, so I like cities, and Hong Kong, when I see pictures of it, it looks fucking amazing the way the city,
it's just amazing.
Visually looking, right? I have friends that have been and they say it's like nothing you've ever experienced before, right? Just like as far as traveling for fun,
amazing.
You know? Right?
Right. Right. It's really, I'm so adventurous just by nature.
Yeah.
So, and when I tell people I'm all over the world, I've been to like 60 countries, I'm all over the world by myself, they always are like, why? And I'm just like, this is just how you got to live your life. And when you're in a place as exciting as Hong Kong, it's just like, it's like I could do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a beautiful, exciting place. And then if you put the element of women into it, it really brings a trip to 100.
Right. Now, have you ever paid for sex here in the U.S.?
Or no, I never.
Right, never, right? You don't have
no,
to.
I'm
you're
never.
On SLS still.
Right. I date and, you know, I meet women. I mean, I don't date as much as I would like to. It's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really difficult. I would, you know, but I've never paid in the U.S. I probably never would because I'm not really a guy that pays for sex.
Right. You don't need to.
But
yeah.
No, I don't think I need to. No, but the U.S. is just way too risky. It's all
for
types
sure.
of stings and operations and whatnot. It would just ruin your life completely. So I go to where it's legal.
Exactly, right. And if you're going to do it, you do it where it is legal. And when you're here in the States, you go on SLS. Now, since COVID, because I know that you said right before the lockdown, you had that girl that you met that was great. You don't talk to her anymore, right?
No, I have a tendency of, it sounds awful, I have a tendency of, I work a lot, but I also have a tendency of, you know, if we're not having sex, there's no reason for us to talk.
Uh-huh.
So I would go, you know, a few days or a week or so, and we wouldn't talk unless, you know, unless she wanted something, I wanted something. There was a period where we didn't talk, and she texted me, like, you know, did I scare you away? And I reply, no, you know, I said, we play sometimes and we take breaks. And then she blocked me. So that was it.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's smart to have ended things with her because even for her, she didn't understand that she might have been copping feelings. And you have to, I think, you know, to have a really successful just booty call relationship, there shouldn't be
right.
anything other than that because that's when it starts, the lines start to get blurred and everything, you know. And I have a lot of guy friends that are like just banging girls and they're like, oh, she's so fucking, she wants this and she wants that. I'm like, yeah, that's because you're texting her 24/7 and you are hanging out with her other times. So like, you
right.
know, your action should match what you're saying is going on, right? If you just want to fuck buddy,
right.
just fuck and that's it. Don't be, you know, you
right.
using them to feed your ego in between and all this bullshit. If that's all you want, don't lead her
right.
on because all that other blah, blah, blah shit, emojis and all that crap will make a girl think you like her. You know what I mean? And the guy
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean anything. He just thinks he's looking for sex. Like, just fucking text her when you want to have sex and that's it and then see you later. You know, so I think it's better that
right.
you put a halt to that because what she didn't understand, because she wasn't consciously like trying to, you know, make you her boyfriend, but that's what she would have started to cop feelings with you when you start to cross that line, right? So, you know, I think it is
yes,
better to keep it clean like that. That's the way to have to really find the right girl for you that is okay with just having that. And that's all she's really looking for, right? There shouldn't be any other stuff. I've had successful long-term booty calls and there's nothing else going on besides that. That's it.
Absolutely.
Are you ready
and
now?
I live alone.
Yeah, let's fuck. Okay, see you later. And then you go back to your life
right.
and you forget about them until you're horny. And that's it.
Right.
I've had unsuccessful booty calls. I've been the girl that copped feelings for people I'm just having sex with tons of times in my life. And it's because there's all that other nonsense going on, you know?
Right. And I live alone. I live in a nice home. I live alone. I don't have any kids running around. So there's no excuse for her to not stay over here. She stayed over here one night or two.
Yeah.
But they see that. They see the space.
Yeah.
They see that you're home and they could just have a place to like get away.
Yeah.
And it's just really just it could be a disaster because you know, it's not what I wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I get for her too, like why she sees a slight window of opportunity and she tries to go for it because as a woman that like, you know, is that you know, she had balls to do what she did,
right?
To go on there,
right.
find a guy that she didn't know, go to his house. Like, she was really living out her sexual fantasies. And she, like I said, is very ballsy. So for her to maybe try to see if that could translate into something else, I get it. Why not? Because it would probably be hard for her to find a guy that is, that she could do that with, and maybe, you know, even not consciously, right, but subconsciously she was feeling it out if this could be something else. Because even when you were telling me the story, I was like, oh, this might be actually a really good girl for you to date, right? Because if you had that other stuff going on, you could really be all of who you are in one relationship, right? Instead of doing it sometime like this or something. Not that it doesn't, it works for you the way you have it set up now, but, you know, whatever. So I get why she would feel that way, but I think it was smart of you to cut it off and not, you know, lead her on, because a lot of guys do in that situation, and it's bullshit.
Well, she cut me off. I gotta
good
be honest.
For her. Yeah, right. Good for her.
Yeah, she blocked me. Yeah, she blocked me. So, you know, I don't chase, and I respect people's space.
No, but that's good.
So I
just
let it. Right.
Yeah, and good for her to do that, because maybe she was starting to cut feelings. If she got such an emotional reaction to that, that she was like blocking, that was good that she did for herself too. Like, if she was my friend, I'd be like, that's good. Get away from him, because it's, you know, he's giving you the clear message that he doesn't want what you want, or it's not going to go that way. So whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Fuck him.
Definitely.
But so have you seen anybody else? Like, let's end it on this. Like what's been going on since her? Like, we've all been in lockdown. I don't know. It, depending on where you live, it's a different kind of situation, right? I know I've been in a place where we're super locked down in New York City. But for you, I mean, have you been doing any kind of, you know, bull scenarios?
I have.
Okay.
I have. I met a couple about a year or so ago, and we talk regularly.
Yeah.
And this is a very attractive white couple, well-to-do, big family, busy life. And our first experience was mind-blowing, because this woman is a bombshell.
Right.
And she's exactly what I like. You know, a beautiful woman, natural blonde, fat ass, you know, small perky tits, beautiful face, beautiful teeth, all of that. And we hit it off our first episode in the hotel. We had a great time. And then we stayed in contact. And we played about a month ago. And they invited me on vacation in this summer. And I'm going to go with them. So hopefully that works out well.
Oh, no way. Now, where did you see them when you saw them recently? Was that
the first time we went to a hotel, had a blast. Yeah. And the second time they invited me to their home. That's how I know their house is just beautiful.
Oh, okay, right.
So they have a huge home. So they stuck me into their home, and we had a great night. It was about a 7-8 hour night.
Wow.
It was like I got there like around 9 o'clock, and I left like 3 or 4.
Oh, wow. And the guy got involved, and it was that kind of scenario.
Oh, yeah. He's a stag. He's a stag. He's older, but attractive and fit, and this guy could fuck all night long. More than me, actually.
Oh,
I got to be honest.
Right.
Yeah, he cleans up occasionally. I clean up my own occasionally.
Uh-huh.
The most recent episode we had was at the same hotel, and we actually did anal.
You with her, right?
And me with her, and which was, you know, a next level of intimacy with them, because I know them. You know what I mean? It was great.
Yeah.
It was another long night. It was great. So, this is my first experience actually staying in contact with a couple.
Oh, interesting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, where did they invite you? Like, they said they're going away, and they said, "Hey, can you come? We'll
they're
pay
going
for you."
They're going to a lifestyle resort in the Caribbean.
Oh, interesting.
And they invited me. So it's a lifestyle resort. So there will be a lot of sex in the open and whatnot. So, you know, I was like, sure, I'll go. So I booked. We'll see if it works out. I hope it works out, because they're fun to be around, you know.
Yeah. You'll have to call in and give us that story.
Right.
It'll be a little update. Yeah.
Right. And I met another couple. This is the second black couple, about a month or so ago. And the sex with them was out. It was outrageous. It was so good. And we're trying to hook up again. Very attractive couple.
Mm-hmm.
I just devoured her, because she turns me. She ticks all of my buttons, man. It's just, the sex with her is very fulfilling. So I'm trying my damnest to get back to them. So we're working on it.
Wow. People are going to love your stories. I know in the beginning, before we start taping, you were like, I don't know. I don't really have a story here. I was like, yeah, trust me, you
right.
do.
Right.
I knew right. you would. Wait until you see right. the numbers of this. I mean, like I said, I look at the stats of things, right? So I could tell like what kind of kinks are really popular compared to others,
right.
you know? And like I said, I was mm-hmm. very surprised in the beginning that this kind of thing even existed. But it does exist, and there's a lot of people that are into it because they're always downloaded. I love that I got to talk to you because, like I said, I haven't had this angle, you know? And I think
sure.
people are going to be so into hearing from the Black Bull because that's who you are, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. I love your stories. I love how honest you were
Thank
about
you.
Everything. You weren't too graphic. Now, I do this new right. thing, and I'll cut this out, I won't cut it out. I'll leave it in. But I do this new thing where I post anonymous pics because everyone was always sending me pics. I'm like, I don't fucking look at them. But if you send me a pic without your head in it and you want me to post it for people to see who you are but not see you, you know what I mean? You could do that, but it's just certainly not something that you have to do. It's just something, a new feature that I have. If you're interested, you could do
okay,
that.
Okay, so just a body shot.
Just a body shot. No faces. I keep it in line with my
show. Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. So people will love that. People could sign up for my Patreon to see your picture of Wesley.
Right.
Thank you so much for calling in. This was fucking fascinating.
All right, thank you.
I think it's something new. Your stories are new and fresh. And people are going to love it. Now, listen, I'm going to cut this part out. I have a new sponsorship with Promescent, which is like a sexual wellness company. And I want to make sure that I air that promotion, pair it with like my most popular episode. So your episode is probably going to be about 3 weeks from now because I'm not starting that. Sponsorship until not this Sunday, next Sunday. This is going to be a very popular episode, so I have to hold it until then because I want a lot of people to listen and buy that shit. You know
of
what
course.
I'm saying? So
of course.
So I listen. If that wasn't the case, I'd be airing you this Sunday because when I get good ones, I like to fucking put them on. You know, because I know they're going to be popular. But yours, I'm going to hold yours out so that when I'm doing the Promescent sponsorship, I get a lot of downloads. So you'll be on. I do the guy first. I have another one that's as good as you. Oh, no, I think I did. No, yes, I have two. So you'll be on either 3 or 4 weeks from now. But you'll be once you hear Jeff from Promescent, once you see that episode, because I'm airing the CEO first. After that, within a week or 2 weeks, yours is going to be. Yours will be within that time frame, okay? So hold on.
Sounds
and
good.
Get me that pic whenever you can, okay? And I'll just hold on to it and post
it. Yeah, I'll do
it with
your episode. Hang up. Yep.
All right, awesome. You're the best. Thank you so much for calling in, Wesley. This is a great story. And then you're going to come back on after your summer vacation if you go on it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.